This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Jack Lepiarz, in for Lisa Mullins. Frontline healthcare workers in Massachusetts today are among the first in the state getting doses of the coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer and BioNTech. The vaccine was approved by the Food and Drug Administration for emergency use last week, the first vaccine of its kind in the U.S. A similar one, developed by Cambridge-based Moderna, goes before the FDA for emergency use authorization next week. And joining us now is Dr. Danny Hackner, Chief Clinical Officer of South Coast Health System, which operates hospitals in New Bedford, Fall River, and Wareham. He got the vaccine earlier today. Dr. Hackner, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So let me start with this. What made you want to get the vaccine as soon as you possibly could?
Well, first off, it's a safe vaccine, and we want as many of our frontline staff to take the vaccine. And I'll be working in the ICU on Christmas Day. It's a good time for me to take the vaccine and stand with the rest of my colleagues in protecting ourselves and protecting the patients and the community.
So is this, for your own safety, but also as a way to encourage your staff to get vaccinated as well?
Absolutely. We have a very careful prioritization of our frontline staff, starting with our emergency department staff, our ICU staff, our nurses, doctors, respiratory therapists in COVID areas, and then throughout the rest of the hospitals, urgent cares, testing centers. I think it's important for folks to know that the leaders are willing to do the same, get vaccinated, and believe in the vaccine.
Did you have any hesitation about getting it?
Well, I do expect in the next day to have a sore arm. Maybe I'll have a low-grade fever or some achiness. So, you know, I don't look forward to that, but I know it's going to be hours, maybe a day or two, but no chance of getting the virus from the vaccine. So the mild hesitation anyone has when they're going for shots to the doctor.
Given the significance of this moment of the pandemic, what was it like, getting the shot for you after 9 months of waiting, emotionally speaking?
Well, it's very touching. The story of the two scientists who helped to develop this, who worked for years on mRNA vaccines, the work of all of our staff in our areas, really was so much professionalism, so much kindness, so much calmness. And so I'm quite humbled by the staff around me. And I want to set an example, but also I want to express my thanks at being able to get the vaccine when many other folks will need to wait.
I know the Pfizer vaccine requires a second dose, but once that happens, does anything change in terms of how you go about your life?
Yes and no. So after the first dose, you see roughly about a 50% risk reduction. After the second dose, about 10 days after that, you see approximately a 90 to 95% efficacy, you know, a 20-fold risk reduction. And so at that point, there's a great deal more safety for healthcare providers, but we don't have much evidence about whether folks who are vaccinated can still spread COVID. So what doesn't change is we continue to mask. We continue to use eye protection when we're close to staff and patients, strong hand hygiene, personal protective equipment with COVID patients. But once you combine the number of vaccinated individuals with the number of masked individuals, you get up to levels where you can prevent spread and prevent harm to patients and the community as a whole.
You're a working pulmonologist. You've been treating COVID-19 patients. What are your overriding thoughts today as we reach this milestone?
Well, first off, we're saddened at the numbers of lives lost. It's every week that I hear from one of our providers how they really regretted losing another life to COVID, despite everything that possibly could be done, being done. It's sometimes referred to as heroic work. I don't see it as that. It's really humbling work. So it's sort of a sad time at this time in healthcare. But there is, you know, a light on the horizon with multiple vaccines with very good science behind them. So a lot of mixed emotions as, someone like myself goes into work and hopes to make, a small impact.
That's Dr. Danny Hackner, Chief Clinical Officer of South Coast Health System, which operates hospitals in Fall River, New Bedford, and Wareham. Dr. Hackner, thanks for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you. Be safe.